Immigration has been pushed to the forefront in recent weeks as President Obama grapples with what to do with the more than 52,000 unaccompanied children that have streamed across the U.S. border from Central American countries since last October.
The president asked Congress for $3.7 billion in emergency funding. He's been under fire from both Republicans and immigration advocates who oppose the president's move to try and offer voluntary removal as an option to the undocumented children.
Fawn Johnson joins us now. She is a National Journal correspondent covering domestic policy issues. She's been covering immigration since the Clinton administration. And Fawn, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Well, first, the question that we should ask first is, why is this happening now? Why are we seeing this surge of migrant children coming across into U.S. borders?
There's no real good answer to that question, but the best explanation that we have is that there has been a surge in violence in those three countries. This is primarily Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And for whatever reason, there has been this thought from parents that if they bring or send their children up to the United States, that they will be taken care of here. And to a certain extent, that view is correct. The 52,000 or so children that have come across since October have to go through some extensive screening before they can be formally deported back to their own countries if they don't have a reason to stay here. And the immigration services are massively backlogged. So a lot of the kids who have come since October are still here.
I've seen reports that there are even toddlers who have made this journey. What is it like?
Well, there are a couple different ways to come up through Mexico. They're mainly coming up through Mexico and arriving in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. They can be coming on roads generally through some sort of coyote that they will pay, or their parents will pay to take them with them. That's a dangerous route to take, and those particular people who would be ferrying these kids need to pay off border police and whatnot in Mexico. Another way that they can come, and this is even more dangerous and difficult to imagine, is there is a railroad that goes from some of the southern parts of the Mexican border all the way up through to the Rio Grande area. And kids who don't have the money, which can cost $3,000 to $5,000 to $7,000 to pay someone, can jump onto that train and ride alongside it or on top of it to come towards the part of the northern border between Mexico and the United States, and then they can sit and camp out there for a little while and have some help coming across the border.
Are there parents coming with them, or is it just primarily children?
There are some people who are coming with families. That's one of the things that I think people don't realize is that while the numbers of unaccompanied minors that we've seen have surged, there's also a surge of people coming across with their children. Now, if they are apprehended, so you have an entire family unit or, say, a mother and a couple of children that are apprehended, then the way they are treated is somewhat different. And the Border Patrol officials can repatriate those people back to their home countries relatively quickly because they have an adult present. The difficulty comes when you have someone who is determined to be a minor that doesn't have a guardian. At that point, then the Border Patrol needs to turn those children over to the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Health and Human Services needs to find someone to act on their behalf.
So currently, what happens to these kids and sometimes their parents once they get here?
Well, if they come without their parents or without a guardian, they wind up in the auspices of the Health and Human Services Department. And part of the problem is that this was an unexpected surge. They do have procedures for dealing with unaccompanied minors generally, but it's about a third bigger than they expected it to be, and it all started happening over the last 6 months or so. But anyway, those kids show up and they are put into the custody of Health and Human Services. They're in shelters, essentially. And right now, the Health and Human Services Department is setting up emergency shelters on military bases all around. They just don't have enough room for these kids. So they're given medical treatment, they're given education, they're given some, depending on their age, legal, I wouldn't call it representation, but some legal instruction about what their options are. And then HHS looks for someone inside the country to take care of them. It's important to note that of the kids who have come over, almost half of them have been reunited with a parent here in the country through HHS. So some of those kids are here with their parents. It's not clear if those parents are documented, but they are with their families, which I suppose we can be glad about.
I've seen some pictures out there of these kids almost being warehoused in what looked to be pretty bleak conditions.
Yeah.
Is there evidence that their basic needs are being met while they're here?
Everything that I know, and keep in mind I haven't been there, would be that I think that their basic needs are being met. The problem is that they are taken into custody at the Border Patrol, and Border Patrol has never been in a position to house people long-term or to house massive amounts of them long-term. It's supposed to be a really quick turnover period where if it's an adult, they'll be turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, which will put them in some sort of detention facility or come up with another way to deal with them. So the pictures that we are seeing of kids in these detention centers at the border are kids who have just recently come across and are flooding the parts of the Border Patrol that were never intended for them. And the other issue, of course, is that the Border Patrol doesn't have a lot of facilities to care for children. And when you have more children than you expect, you wind up having to put them in one place. And they're doing everything they can to try and get them out and put them into a more appropriate shelter. But I think it's safe to say that some of those kids find themselves in some close quarters for at least a couple of days, maybe, while they're waiting to get to a better shelter.
And it's worth pointing out that Milwaukee is being eyeballed as a possible place to take in maybe 100, 200 of these kids, but the verdict is still out on that. And moving to the political side of this, on Tuesday, President Obama asked Congress for $3.7 billion in emergency funding to help deal with the situation. What kinds of things would that money be used for?
It's going to a number of different places. One of the areas that he is looking for is actually bolstering. There's more than $1 billion that would go to the Health and Human Services Department to provide permanent shelters for these children. The Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department said yesterday that when you have temporary shelters, that's actually more expensive than it is to just have permanent facilities for the kids. So that's one of the things that he is requesting. Another thing that he wants to do is pay for a big increase in the number of immigration judges that are available, because that's part of what's causing the delay for these kids, is that they can't get them in front of an immigration judge quickly enough, which is one of the procedures that has to happen. It would also go to bolster enforcement along the border. So this would be people who would be investigating whether or not these kids are coming across in a trafficking ring, and also trying to just generally police the border in a better fashion.
And getting this money doesn't seem like an easy green light from Congress at this point. What has to happen?
Well, the president needs to convince the members of Congress that that the money will be going to places that they think is appropriate. The biggest complaint from Republicans in Congress is that the money right now looks like it's going to the border to help a bunch of kids who have crossed illegally to stay here. And it doesn't help that, of course, the law requires that's essentially what happens, that they come here and then we as a country take care of them. But they also want to make sure that there's a quicker way to process and get these kids back home. And they want to make sure that the president is sending a very clear message to the Central American countries that they should not be sending their children to this part of the country. It's getting mixed up in a lot of complaints that they have about how the president has handled immigration generally, and that doesn't help. There's a lot of distrust between the president and the Republicans in Congress anyway. So I think that what you're going to see is you're going to see a number of requests to either require the president to deport a certain number of people at a certain amount of time, or to change the law to allow him to bypass some of the things that are currently required for these children. And there are some people who oppose that. So it's starting to get to be a political battle that could drag out until September, because we only have a couple of more weeks in Congress before all the lawmakers recess in August.
Do you see this lighting a fire under politicians for immigration reform?
That is always a possibility, but it's hard to know what will actually move them. The debate about immigration has gotten so twisted and so difficult over the last couple of years that it's difficult to find a way out of it. And there have been a lot of conversations among both Republicans and Democrats who are heavily involved in immigration to break it down and to try and make the individual parts of the issue become their own isolated pieces and move those separately. That has fallen by the wayside mainly because of distrust of the president on Republicans' parts. So it's difficult to see how this particular situation can do anything but make it worse. The president is, I think it's incumbent upon him to just point out that this is an emergency situation and these kids need to be taken care of, which he is doing. And but then in order to move the immigration debate forward, he's going to have to explain to the country and to the people in Congress how he's going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And that's hard to do.
Fawn, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Fawn Johnson, National Journal correspondent covering domestic policy issues.